name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of October 2009 and the time is 8:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Leela. I'm 30 years old and I'm from Lancaster.
And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
Yes, I travelled in yesterday and stayed in a hostel overnight.
And when you arrived at the square and saw someone on the plinth, was it how you imagined it would be?
So it's quite far away from the people, from anyone, but I think I expected that to a certain extent. Yes, in general, because I've been watching it on the website, the live feed, so it wasn't too much of a surprise.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Okay, slightly nervous, but I don't know. You'll have to ask me later, I think. Yeah.
So if you think back to when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you?
I don't know. I think it's probably, I mean, basically it's kind of like the thinking person's big brother, isn't it, essentially? So I wouldn't want to go on that kind of reality TV show. So this was a viable alternative. I'm a fan of Anthony Gormley, and so I sort of almost unquestioningly thought it was a good idea without thinking it through, really, and just applied for it.
And when you first heard that you had a place, how did you react?
My initial reaction was, oh no. I'll cancel it, but then I thought about it, and there are so many people that applied that it would, I don't know, it would almost be insulting to turn it down in a way, I think. It would not be in the spirit of the thing to apply for it and then turn it down, so I thought I'd go through with it.
And when you were looking into the project or when you heard about it, what was your understanding or interpretation of what that hour was about for each individual?
I can't make up my mind, actually, because it's... I can't decide if it's a project about the sort of culture of the individual or if it's more a sort of a democratic expression, but a slightly cynical conclusion of the, you know, classic 15 minutes of fame thing, but I think it's what everyone says it's supposed to be, which is a portrait of England, well, Britain at the moment. I think that's true, but I haven't quite made up my mind. So.
And from the people that you might have seen either in the square or online, do you think that that's what we're seeing? Are we seeing a fair representation of today's society?
I imagine not, no. I think what we're probably seeing is the exhibitionists and I think you probably get sort of, you know, more art students than you get... scientists or cleaners, don't you? I think so. I think it's a very, quite a narrow portion of society actually that would apply for it in the first place, I imagine. Having said that, there's still a reasonable range within that narrow group. So yes, it's not too narrow, but it's certainly not representative of Britain, I don't think, as a whole.
And in thinking about your hour and what you were going to do, has that taken a lot of time or a lot of thought, or have you known from the start what you wanted to do?
No, I had no idea. I wanted to do something visual, actually, but I couldn't honestly think of anything. And also, I'm not really a performer, so I couldn't possibly have done anything too extravagant, I don't think, because I just wouldn't have the balls to do it, frankly. So what I'm doing, I asked my friends to write a short story, and at some part in the story it had to include me on the plinth between 9 and 10, but I didn't have to be an integral part of the plot or anything. I could just be a sideline. They could just glance at me and then go somewhere else, the characters in the story, or they could stay there the whole time, or they could put words into my mouth and it, you know, make the story about me on the plinth. So that was the idea, although I don't know, most of them kind of did that, and but a lot of people didn't hand one in. So part of what I'm going to do on the plinth is actually modify some of my own stories to fit that bill and then read them out as well.
Brilliant. So you'll be spending the whole hour reading stories that your friends have written and that you've written yourself?
That's right, yes.
And where did you get that idea from? Why did you choose to do that?
Because even though it's been done to death, I'm still a fan of that self-referential that art form, the sort of postmodernist idea of having a story but also knowing it's a story. Because I think I grew up in a generation that's completely trapped in that kind of self-referential narrative, where you, any emotion you feel and anything that you think, you, a little part of your brain thinks someone else has thought that before. I've seen that in a film, I've read that in a book, and it's hard to get away from. And so I think instead of trying to run away from it and being all po-faced about it, you should embrace it to a certain extent, although not to an extent where it's shallow, hopefully, still retaining some of your own emotion and, you know, being a feeling person. But yes, that's the end of that answer. My friends wrote these stories especially for the plinth, and I've written one story especially for the plinth, but the other stories, because some people didn't hand stories in, they're going to be modified from stories that I didn't write for the plinth. Hopefully it'll sound like they were written for the plinth. So.
And are you someone who writes as a hobby, or is it something that you would consider your work? Have you written for a long time?
No, it's definitely a hobby. I'm doing this correspondence writing course, but you can take as long as you want on it, and you just, you know, they give you assignments of short stories and things, and then you send them off and they get marked. So that's the extent of my writing career.
And is it something that you'd hope to progress into?
I think so. Although, I don't know, it's a difficult thing to do for long periods of time. Although, I don't know, although I do like my own company, so yeah, maybe it's a sort of natural thing for me to do in a way. I originally started doing it because I wanted to write this musical, but anyway. And then then I started writing short stories as part of the assignments for the course. Yes.
And would you mind telling me a little bit about your background? Is your course what you're doing full time at the moment, or are you studying or working? What is it that you do?
At the moment, I'm unemployed, and I don't know. I've had a year off for anxiety and depression, but I think I'm part of the reason I'm sort of doing this is a sort of mental cleansing to a certain extent of being anxious, I think, because I mean, if I can make a fool of myself on the plinth and it doesn't matter, then any embarrassment factors that I feel after that will just, be diminished. That sentence didn't make sense at all, did it? That was a crazy sentence. That was management speak. Sorry, carry on. Yes, it's just something that I'm trying out. It's significant insofar as it's nice to be part of an art project, a unique work. So I suppose it might turn out to be personally significant, but I couldn't honestly say until probably a few days after I've been on there, to be honest.
And do you mind me asking what it is that you were doing before?
I did a foundation course at university in audio technology. And then I was working in Borders for a bit, but I don't know. Something went wrong. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
And what would be your hopes for the future now?
I don't know, I haven't thought that far ahead. I'd like to do some more studying, to be honest. That would be my ideal thing to do. But I don't know if I can. I don't think I'll have much impact on anyone except myself and the people whose stories I'm reading out, because it's always nice to hear your own stuff read out, I think, in public, even by someone who's not an accomplished public speaker.
And what would you like to take away from that experience?
Marking the occasion, thinking I was there, and also the fact that I've read out people's stories, I think, and the fact that they wrote them in the first place for this particular occasion, it's nice. Which that's not a sound bite, is it? But never mind.
Has it been nice to be able to involve other people in your hour and get your friends to write stories for you?
Yeah, that has been very nice. That's been the best part of it, I think. Also, if I'd just done my own stuff, I would be a bag of nerves by now, I think. So, yes, it takes the weight off to a certain extent.
One of the questions that we ask everyone going up to help us understand a little bit more about each individual is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
Let's see. I at the moment, all of the important things are just potential. Sorry, I don't have an answer for that question, I'm afraid.
That's all right. That's okay. Do you want me to stop recording?
Sure, for just a second. Okay.